is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Lakewood police officer who was wounded during a mass shooting across Metro Denver left the hospital Thursday. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Officer Ashley Ferris exited the hospital in a wheelchair and was showered with applause by fellow police officers and the public. Ferris was shot by the gunman last week and had to be rushed to the hospital, requiring multiple surgeries. Authorities say while Ferris was on the ground wounded, she managed to shoot back, fatally hitting the gunman and ending the night of violence.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
The gunman killed five people and injured two others in multiple locations last week. Schools across the state have started the new semester in the face of surging COVID-19 cases and staffing shortages. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says some people wish the districts had been more prepared.
Some teachers and parents say school systems could have been stockpiling rapid COVID-19 tests or put in place a system where students and teachers could get tested prior to returning. New York City, for example, their school district is sending rapid test kits home with all students and staff.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. Members of Colorado's congressional delegation observed or ignored yesterday's anniversary of the attack on the U.S. Capitol last year. On the Senate floor Thursday, Senator Michael Bennet called the events of January 6, 2021, an insurrection.
We either save this democracy, which I believe we will, or we let it go. And it's going to be on us. And if we let it go, generations of Americans are going to indict us for that.
Bennet used the anniversary to push Congress to strengthen Democratic participation and stop election fraud conspiracy theories. Colorado's Republican members of Congress mostly let the day pass without mention, but Representative Doug Lamborn criticized on Twitter Vice President Kamala Harris's comparison of the Capitol attack to 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. This is CPR News.